Martin, just checking. Can you hear me?
Absolutely fine, Mary.
Good. Third time's the charm. Very good discussion with some very useful overlap between the CMEC members and GPF members in terms of priorities, and then also some differences, and I'll see if I can highlight them. First, I think generally support for less work on major new standards for reasons including the standards are reasonably complete and the costs of change are underestimated. Some members questioned doing industry-specific issues as perhaps diverting resources from other areas. The example given was why working on rate-regulated activities rather than a comprehensive project on intangibles. There was extensive discussion. We focused on question two, criteria, and question one, how the board spends its time, and I'm blending the reports on those two discussions. There was lots of discussions about the disruption and the costs of major changes to standards, with users emphasizing that in many cases they're looking across 10 or 15 year kind of time series. So, you know, raising two considerations, being judicious about when you make major changes, but also thinking hard about what the impacts will be when those changes, such changes are made, and supplementing those changes with information that allows adjustment for a consistent time series. IFRS 15, the reasonably new revenue standard, was cited by a number of both preparers and users, not so much as saying undo the changes that were made, but see what we can learn about the cost-benefit analysis that we do to maybe improve our understanding of that for future standard setting. Connected with that, if we're doing less on major standard setting, there is also desire for maybe more focus on supporting consistent application and reducing diversity in application. A personal comment is some of the challenges, concerns that were raised really relate more to the work of enforcers, both at market regulators and auditors, but I think it does call for the I think somebody needs to mute. That calls for more work in that area. I'm sorry, could I ask?
Somebody on a sailing boat who should.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Okay, so consistent, doing more work on consistent application, I think that will involve thinking about how we work with enforcers on that. A third comment was more use of academic research, in particular, if possible, quantitative information, noting that very often academic research has large data sets that would help us understand the impact of changes that we make, including value relevance of changes to accounting standards, how it impacts the way users use information. The fourth thing is when we were talking about the criteria, concerns about how they were ranked or weighted, if they were all of equal weight, or rather, shouldn't we be giving some priority to certain criteria? And one of the comments made was the criterion about deficiency. It should be not just in concept, but how meaningful is that deficiency to users' understanding of an entity's report. We also touched briefly in terms of other activities, digital, I think certainly support for doing at least as much as we are doing now and potentially for increasing that as also supporting accessibility of certainly financial information, if not the standards directly. Many other quite valuable comments that we will capture in the more detailed feedback to the team, but thanks for that, Martin.
Thanks, Mary.
So the issue seems very complicated, and the board might take more time to complete the project. Board should resolve those complicated issues if those issues are really important and relevant in the global market. So that is the kind of the things. And then I think, some group member mentioned that depending on the topics, we put the same weight of the importance of all criteria, but sometimes we need to weight heavier on the specific criteria to use the judgment. So I think that is the things about the first question. And then second question is about the strategic direction and the balance of activities. And what most people ask us is about putting a more weight on the understandability and accessibility, especially the simplification of the standards and develop more educational materials for investors. But I had a couple of members mention that understandability and accessibility is not isolated point we need to consider. We need to consider understandability and accessibility in combination with standard setting as well as maintenance projects. And then also, it's important to consider the expansion or maintain the same portion we spend for digital reporting, which is the kind of the things we need to look at the future development. Some can consider we need to expand more, but others are considered we need to stick to the current level of the portion for digital reporting and related matters. And also, another thing we discussed a little more about is more people, especially the investors group member, highlight that our priority should be placed on the more comprehensive review on the cash flow statement rather than the narrow scope amendment to that standards. And then it will enhance the usefulness of the information. And there is a room for improvement, especially about disclosing more information about investors' analysis on the free cash flow as well as the working capitals. And then also, if there is a need for emerging accounting issue, which are acute and more relevant in the market, some member considered we should prioritize those emerging issues rather than the PIR or other standard activities we are engaging in right now. And some other member pick up the topic tax and intangible as well as the cryptocurrency. So I think, those are the kind of the brief summary of our group discussion. But Rafael and other participants, if you would like to come in and add my summary of our group discussion.
Yes, please.
Okay, thanks, Rika. And just for information, the audio of the webcast for Mary's sum up and also for the start when Rika had the word, so sorry for that. But there is a comment from Srinath you want to make?
Yes, please. I just wanted to highlight one message from the group is for the IASB to continue to focus on understandability and better communication in all the projects which are undertaken. As preparers, we all know that the whole purpose of financial reporting is to provide useful information as a basis for economic decision making. This means that the financial statements are presented or communicated to users in a simple and understandable way. In the recent years, IASB has done a commendable work in recognizing this and has started various projects such as primary financial statements, disclosure initiative, management commentary and IFRS taxonomy, focusing on the theme better communication in financial reporting. As preparers, we believe the board should continue to spend a significant time on this on an ongoing basis, as there is always scope for improvement in simplification of financial reporting to make them understandable to users. For example, the Disclosure Initiative pilot project has started to look at simplifying pension and financial instruments disclosure. I believe there are many more topics that could be easily added to this list to continue to work on simplification process. Therefore, I suggest the board to continue to focus on better communication projects now and in future. I believe this is very important for all the stakeholders. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Srinath. Don't see any other comments. So, Rika, I think you had done a good job, summarized what others have said.
Thank you.
Then let's move to group three. Is it Ching Chua? Do you have chaired this group?
Yes, thanks, Martin. Yes, I think we also had very good discussion in relation to the, particularly in relation to question two and question three. We didn't have much time to discuss question one, so I will mainly report to back to you on question two and question three. First, in relation to the question two about the criteria for assessing the priority of financial reporting issues, I think generally the members agree the proposed criteria the board identified in the request for information. But in terms of some detailed recommendations, first, I think particularly investors agree that we should put the priority on the importance of the matters to those investors. Even sometimes we need also look at the creditors, but investors is the key focus we should look at. Secondly, I think members also agree we should address those issues which we identify there is a deficiency in current reporting. But in terms of how to, you know, apply this criteria, I think there are different suggestions or different clarification needed. For example, some members said that whether those deficient focus on financial reporting also, or whether also could focus on sustainability reporting. This is one suggestion. Second is that in terms of deficiency, sometimes it could be a big deficiency or small minor deficiency. And the members, I think, basically suggest the board to focus on those major deficiencies, not to focus on too much on those narrow scope amendment or minor deficiency, not to spend too much time. They suggest the board needs to be more focused on, third suggestion is that I think one member suggests that our proposed criteria not so clear about the cost of producing those information. They think that from prepared perspective, the cost of producing those additional information should also be considered. And the final suggestion is about whether we need to address those jurisdictional issues or whether those issues have those global implications. One member particularly mentioned about at the current stage, there's global tax reform underway, whether this kind of global tax reform will have some impact on our financial reporting standard setting. So this is another comment the members made. In relation to the question three about potential, you know, financial reporting issues could be added to the work plan. First comments made by the member is that I think also consistent with group two, particularly Serena mentioned. Members ask board to first to complete existing major project, particularly PFA project. They think that PFA project is very important and also related to a potential project. In terms of new project, one project is IS 7, cash flow statement. Many of the board, many of members mentioned we need to comprehensively review these standards, either to look at what kind of line item or detailed information should be included in the face of the cash flow statement. Also, additional disclosure, for example, free cash flow state, free cash flow. This kind of information should be needed. I think a lot of have been said, group one and group two. Second project is about IFRS 8. Among the group three, we had a lot of discussion about the segment reporting. And from US perspective, they need more information, particularly for those information related to assessment of the risk and the reward of capital. You know, invested in those segments. And particularly, they demand more detailed and disaggregated information in terms of what kind of segments should be included, and in terms of what kind of line items should be included. Also, one member particularly mentioned that in the past, I think, years' experience, sometimes those segments identified and reported. After several years, those segments always change. Those additional information should provide. And so, and one member also would like to see IFRS 8, we need to fundamentally look at the approach, current approach, the management approach we applied. The third, a project is intangible assets project. I think many more members mentioned this project is very important, but how to address those issues, it seems that members have mixed views. Some prefer a fundamental look at IAS 38, but some would like to have, you know, simply just address or have additional disclosure. For example, particularly about the R&D, they would like to see disaggregation of those expenses, you know, invested in R&D. But some members, particularly from propeller perspective, they think that we need to a little bit cautious. Particularly some, I think one member particularly mentioned that some research and developer project actually customer funded or initiated the project. So whether, you know, it's feasible or workable, we need they need to be tested. So this is intangible intangible assets project. Other as project members mentioned, for example, climate related disclosure and pollutant pricing mechanism. They see this is very important project, but some members, particularly one member, mentioned that maybe the board needed to wait until our, you know, forthcoming potential international, you know, sustainable standard board in place, and what that board will do, and what the disclosure and other things that board will do, and then that project, their work, how their work will affect ISB's work plan. So basically, that member suggests board to wait until the ISSB, the project or objective or their work plan clear. And other projects mentioned at the meetings about IS 34, some member mentioned that they need more timely information from users' perspective, and do not wait until the annual report, but I think some prepare also mentioned that we need to be careful to require a company to disclose too much information in their quarterly or other interim financial reporting. And I think other projects also mentioned at the meetings about IS 12 income tax, some members mentioned. They think that balance sheet approach currently applied for account for tax liability and assets may not provide useful information, may not faithfully represent the economics of tax transaction. I think one of the members also mentioned IFRS 5. I think it depends. I think we are going to do a post implementation review. So this is, I think, the message I got. I wonder the members who participated group three would like to add any comments and additional views. And also Nili participated group three discussion, whether Nili also would like to add anything.
Okay, thanks, Ching Chao. Any comments from other members of that group, Nili? All good, no comments, so that's fine. You've done a good job, Ching Chao. Any other member? No. Okay, then let's move to group number four. Nick?
Thanks, Martin. Thanks, so like Martin. The other groups, we start off with looking at the criteria for assessing the priority. And here are a number of comments, really. First of all, a question over how well the criteria as we set out would deal with issues where there was a high degree of uncertainty or new or and emerging issues, game-changing events, and just a question whether those got captured or whether we had to put aside some capacity to deal with those as they emerged. A question was also raised, I guess a bigger question is, should the board be expanding its remit to look at a broader group of stakeholders, not just those who provide capital or capital market participants? So going beyond the traditional remit of the board's activities. I think there was an interesting issue raised about, do we simply have too many criteria here? And by having all of these, does this really lead to too much judgment and doesn't help necessarily clarity of thinking? And one of our group in that respect outlined what felt to be the most important criteria, which was the importance of issues to users, the complexity and feasibility of solutions, including the cost of the solution, together with the capacity of the board to take this on. I guess there was some pushback from others on that basis. In particular, a concern was expressed around the criteria on the complexity and feasibility, and also the capacity of the board would create a bias in our decision-making process against projects which were described as long-term projects that might take a longer term to find a resolution. And so that was flagged by some group members. So moving on to the strategic direction of the board's activities, a few points here. So first of all, just to pick up the point on the importance of having, I guess, some contingency, some resilience in the system for emerging events. And it was also said that it was very helpful, and I know this is the first time we've done it in an agenda consultation, to have that indicative allocation of how our resources have been used or deployed. There were some different views around how much resource we should devote to new standards and major amendments. We were reminded of the view expressed in a previous GPF meeting that actually we should probably be spending less time on this than we had done historically. But others, which I would say took a contrary view, were encouraging us to spend more time on what they described as longer term projects, and we shouldn't shy away from those. I'd say the only other point which really came across, I'm not even sure as a consensus, but a consistent thread, was digital financial reporting. And perhaps that's an area where the board should be spending more rather than less time. And then the final area that we discussed were the potential financial reporting issues. And certainly within our group, this is the flavour that appeared to suggest this will be a challenging area for the board. in that amongst our six participants, we had 12 different projects outlined as being of interest. Hard to say that there is a consensus amongst those projects that were mentioned perhaps two or three times towards the top of the list became intangibles, and the statement of cash flows, particularly with intangibles, you know, recognition that the shape of economies have changed, and those issues around whether things are more, whether more internally generated intangibles should be recognized. But other than that, you know, we had I'm not going to reel them all off in interest of time, but we had lots of, a whole host of different projects highlighted by individual members above and beyond that. So I think I will leave it there and ask if any other members of the group would like to add to that.
Okay, thanks, Nick. Any comments from the group? Seems not to be the case. Then as I mentioned earlier, we lost the audio when Mary presented the summary of Group 1, and I would ask Mary maybe a short, brief summary so that people who listened or followed our discussion on the web can have also the results. Mary. Mary, you're on mute, I think. Can't hear you. Still cannot hear you. No. Okay, that's bad. So we have not only an audio problem with the webcast, we have only an audio and speaking problem with Mary. Okay, then I think, man, what I have really heard from the common theme is maybe don't do so many standard setting, not so many changes, and look more at the cost, which involve both from preparers but also from users. But I have to say my term ends this month, so I'm really unhappy that I could not be at the board when we don't do so many standard setting, so less work. Okay, having said, I think we now should have a 10 minutes break, and I would ask the people, okay, that we can are back, what is the time then? It is 13:25, I think, when we are scheduled. Let me double check, sorry. Doch, 1:25, then we coming back to the third agenda topic, which is standards, targeted standards, level reuse disclosure. Thank you. See you in 10 minutes.